Chattanooga musicians performed at the grand opening of the city's newest attraction. It's a museum dedicated to the history of rock and roll's most iconic instrument. This is Michael Edward Miller reporting for WUTC. Songbird's Guitar Museum is located at the Chattanooga Choo Choo Complex. More than 500 acoustic and electric guitars are on display. If you're a Beatles fan, you'll see examples of their favorite Rickenbacker and Gretsch models. Rows of glass cases also show off rare Fender prototype Telecasters and Martin acoustics from the 1930s and 1940s. Matt Hallam traveled from Nashville and participated in the grand opening.
It's in my opinion, probably the most impressive single collection of guitars for anybody to view in one place that I've ever encountered in my life. I've never seen that many pristine, highly collectible, highly valued guitars in one place at one time.
Hallam works for Gibson, the company that makes Les Pauls. Those are the big, curvy electrics favored by Jimmy Page, Slash, and Duane Allman. Songbird's Museum has plenty of Les Pauls, of course, some dating back to the 1950s. David Davidson is the museum's curator. At a press conference, he talked about some of the most rare and vintage instruments on display.
Some of the greatest guitars that have ever made are shown here. Some of the early pre-war Martin guitars, some of the best ever. The D'Angelico to my right, okay, is virtually the Stradivarius of guitars.
Country music superstar Vince Gill loves the Martin acoustics. He says when he was a teenager, just starting out in his career, he spent his entire college fund on a 1942 Martin, a type prized by bluegrass musicians. He calls it his wooden angel. He even wrote a song about it.
God sent a wooden angel to guide me on my way. We were meant to be together until my dying day.
That's Gil performing for a crowd inside Songbirds. He's the museum's official ambassador, and he told the crowd how, when he was a kid, his father's guitar sparked his initial interest in playing. Now he hopes the museum inspires others.
You know, if you can spark an interest in a kid, they'll run with it. You know, give a kid a chance to make a good decision, and they won't disappoint you.
The museum is inspiring adults as well, including Matt Hallam.
The first thing I did when I got back to my hotel room is break out a guitar and play, because after you look at 550 guitars in a row of that caliber, you want to pick.
Museum officials say the 550 guitars are only a fraction of the full collection, and more musicians are scheduled for live performances in the coming weeks. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.